President Bush and Democratic challenger Senator John Kerry used their political party's weekly radio addresses to campaign for an election that's just 10 days away. President Bush, who's the Republican candidate, says voters should re-elect him to another 4 years in office because he's made the nation safer since the terrorist attacks of September 11, 2001.
The surest way to defend our country is to stay on the offensive against terrorists. In an era of weapons of mass destruction, waiting for threats to arrive at our doorsteps is to invite disaster. Tyrants and terrorists will not give us polite notice before they attack our country. As long as I am the commander-in-chief, I will confront dangers abroad so we do not have to face them here at home.
In his weekly radio address, President Bush raised questions about Senator Kerry's ability to lead the nation, saying his Democratic challenger has a fundamental misunderstanding of what's needed to fight terrorism.
Senator Kerry was recently asked how September the 11th had changed him. He replied, quote, "It didn't change me much at all," end quote. And his unchanged worldview becomes obvious when he calls the war on terror primarily an intelligence and law enforcement operation. That is very dangerous thinking. We must fight the war on terror with every asset of our national power.
In the last week of campaigning, President Bush has made much of the senator's remarks about September 11th, but it's not the whole quote. Senator Kerry did say the attack did not change him much, but he says that's because he was already concerned about terrorism before September 11th because of his years on the Senate Intelligence Committee. In the Democratic radio address, Senator Kerry focused more on domestic issues with an appeal targeted to women voters who traditionally back Democratic candidates. Senator Kerry hopes to keep it that way to offset the majority of male voters who public opinion polls show favor President Bush.
George Bush likes to talk about how being president is hard work. Well, before he complains about his job, he ought to spend a day with the women who are struggling hard to get by.
Senator Kerry says the president's economic policies have made it harder for working women to make a living.
4.5 million women struggle to get by on the minimum wage, and nearly 2.5 million have fallen into poverty in just the past 4 years. And the Bush administration claims that this is the best economy of our lifetime and that job losses are a myth.
President Bush campaigned in the state of Florida Saturday before returning to his Texas ranch ahead of a Republican rally in New Mexico on Sunday. Senator Kerry campaigned in Colorado, Texas, and New Mexico Saturday before Sunday's Democratic rally in Ohio.